This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Green Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Green Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
And a key block by the left guard, Tom Ackerman. And right here, let's go downstairs to Bonnie.
Marv, if you remember that big run Robert Holcomb had on the first drive, one of the guys responsible on help busting him loose was Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman up front, and this is a unit that has played very well. A good night for Eddie George. 21 carries, 74 yards. The left guard, Tom Ackerman, with the block that set him free. It's a first down.
Yes, indeed. That's what we do around here. We pave the way for first downs. Tom Ackerman, the great offensive lineman, played for the Saints and the Tennessee Titans right there. And I'm Tom Ackerman, the radio host, and I have NFL picks. You know, for a guy who's just a casual NFL watcher, I was pretty good last week against the spread, Drew Young. 10-2-1 against the spread. Even for me, that's insanely good. I don't know what to tell you, except I'm just trying to help you have a good Sunday. Right now, this one doesn't count. You can't bet on this unless you're trying to do some in-game stuff. Jacksonville leading New England 25-16, 3:02 to go in the game. That game is happening right now in London at Wembley Stadium. Once upon a time, I saw the Rams play there. Took on the Patriots. They got shellacked, actually, by Tom Brady and the Patriots. But it was a nice trip nonetheless. All right, here are the games. Again, I was 10-2-1 last week. Can I repeat that incredible success? I don't know. We shall see. Seattle at Atlanta. That spread is 3 points. The Falcons are a 3-point favorite at home against the Seahawks. I like them -3 at home against the Seahawks. I'm going to take Atlanta -3. Tennessee at Buffalo. Oh, the Bills. I love the Bills at home. 9 points, a lot of points. Bills -9. Take them, Bills -9. Browns +5.5 at home against the Bengals. You know how much I love the Bengals, and you know how desperate I think the Bengals are. And this is a tough one because the Browns have Nick Chubb coming back, and the place is going to be excited to see him. Everyone's going to be hungover after losing yesterday to the Yankees in the ALCS. This is tough. I'm going to go Bengals -5.5 on the road. To cover that, they've been 3-0 against the spread on the road. I'm going to stay with it. Green Bay -3 at home against the Texans. The Texans are too good right now. They are going to cover this. They might win this outright. Give me Houston +3 at Lambeau Field today. Under the noon game, Miami at Indianapolis. I took the Colts last week, and I was successful. They are -3 at home against the Dolphins. I'm going to keep it going. They're 3-0 against the spread at home this year. I like the Colts -3. The game of the day is Detroit at Minnesota. The Vikings are on fire. They're 5-0 this season. Detroit might be the best team in the NFC, however. And they are going to hand the Vikings their first loss of the season today. Detroit +2 at Minnesota. Mark it down. Philadelphia at the Giants. Giants +3. The Eagles have been awful. And I mean awful recently. That was a lackluster game, to say the least, against the Browns. But they won it. And I think they're going to bounce back and beat up the Giants today. I like the Eagles -3 on the road. Okay, the 3 o'clock games, Vegas at the Rams. Rams are 7.5-point favorite at home against the Raiders, who will pack the place. It's going to be Raider Nation today. I like the Raiders +7.5 at SoFi. Carolina at Washington. If you have an NFL lock, If you're still alive in the lock pool, this is a lock. The Commanders are going to win the game straight up. Will they cover 10? Man. Give me Carolina plus 10. That's a lot of points in an NFL game. Kansas City at San Francisco. The Niners are a 2-point favorite against the undefeated Chiefs. That is just lighting the fire for Patrick Mahomes and crew. Give me the Chiefs plus 2. Sunday night game, Jets at Pittsburgh. I'm going to go Steelers plus 2 at home. Even though the Jets added Devontae Adams, Monday night football, I'll take the Buccaneers. I like the dramatic pause in the music. Buccaneers plus 3.5 at home against the best team in the AFC, maybe the Ravens. But I like the Buccaneers on a Monday night at home, plus 3.5. The other Monday night game, Chargers at Arizona with the Cardinals, a 2-point dog at home. Give me them, too. Cardinals plus 2 at home against the Chargers. Joining us is a great client, great friend in studio, and that is the president of McKelvey Homes, Jim Brennan. How are you, Jim?
Great time. Thanks.
We have to get his mic on, but how are you? Things are going well for you?
They're going great. Can you hear me now?
I hear you great. And
go Hoosiers.
Oh my gosh.
He's sitting here
floating
with his IU hat on.
I know. Well, those of you watching us on the stream, you can see that I've been sporting the IU lid today. I'm also sporting a Cardinals MOVA globe. This is a pretty cool item. Now, the sunlight makes this move. How does that work? I don't know.
I was not much in science, Tom, but I know it moves around.
It is a pretty amazing item that's going to be part of your auction, the Dance for Gervais live auction and event at the Third Degree Glass Factory this Friday night. I'll be back as your MC, and I'm excited.
Tom, I can't thank you enough. This is our 6th annual Dance for Gervais. You've been there from day one. And this all started when my sister Pat Odlog, her son Andrew, had a little girl named Anna Grace, who's now 7 years old. She was diagnosed with a rare form of epilepsy. One in every 16,000 people with epilepsy have this rare disorder. And so my brother-in-law Ted, who's now the president of the Dravet Syndrome Foundation, said, rather than just be sad about something, let's do something about it. And so the entire Brennan family has got together. My youngest sister, Kathy, Brennan McGuire, said, why don't we have a dance? And that started 6 years ago. In that time, we've raised over $2 million. And we are the largest fundraiser in the nation for the Gervais Syndrome Foundation. It's very rewarding. Many in our home building industry, our McKelvey Homes, we've really, and all the Brennans have really been passionate about this cause to help raise funds for research to help find a cure.
Well, you're a great partner at KMOX, but you're also a great partner for the St. Louis community. So I give you incredible accolades here for growing this, because I watched you grow this. You grew this from already a good event, but into a monster. Now, do you have any seats available for this on Friday?
You might have to go to StubHub to get them.
They're gone, huh?
Yeah. But for the right price, they can have my seat, Tom. We've got over 400 people. I've been
You'll
working on
this. You'll make a seat if somebody gives you a donation.
We'll make it available. You might even be able to sit at the Tom Ackerman, Chris Bonfanti table right up front.
Yeah, we'll make room
but
for it.
But, you know, we're still working hard. The money, the sponsorships is what counts. And we have a great silent auction. You could find all this out on danceforgervais.org. We've got some great oral auction prizes. And if you haven't seen Tom Ackerman in action, the way he gets, in fact, he even got his wife Angie to bid on this oil painting last year.
Which is in the KMOX Sports Office.
It's beautiful. And I think you got room on that wall for another one.
So we dropped some money on that. We're driving home with it in the back seat. And we were like, now what are we going to do with this incredible painting of Busch Stadium? And we came up with the idea, let's put this in the KMOX Sports Office for everyone to enjoy. And it is an incredible piece. You see it all the time on the videos that we shoot in the KMOX Sports Office. So that was a silent auction. No, that was a live auction.
No, that was oral.
That was a live auction.
And there's no truth to the rumor that I was bidding her up.
Aha. So you have great golf events on this live auction. You have a Cardinals baseball suite. You have a Pacers suite, a deluxe, actually courtside seats for the Pacers Pistons game. You have a private dinner for 10. Donated by Cravings. You have Belle Reve. You have a suite at the Blues game. I mean, that is a pretty awesome
event. And we just, our son Patrick Brennan just had on Friday a drive for Dreve out at St. Albans. And one of his good friends, John Beck from Beck and Beck, donated Boone Valley an overnight stay in those luxurious cabins out in Augusta, where I haven't seen it, but I know I'm going to try to bid on it. They've got state-of-the-art simulators there for 8 dinner, drinks, breakfast, golf in the afternoon the first day, golf in the morning the second day. I mean, one of the best courses in the entire state, and we really thank John. And it's just an indication of how all the Brennans have really tried to raise funds to help find a cure.
I know that coming up next, we're going to hear from Lutz Pfannensteel, the sporting director of City, and Drew will let me know when he calls in. But I want to also mention that your business, McKelvey Homes, donated every single time you sold a home to the Dreve Syndrome Foundation, 1898 for every home. That's the year you were founded.
We have, and thanks to you, Tom, we're having another record year. Every quarter, we started this last year, it was our 125th anniversary, and we said, why don't we give $1,898 in honor of a charity? And this third quarter, we did it for Dance for Dreve again. I saw you, I don't know where I saw you a couple weeks ago, and you said, why don't you run it until the event itself? So
yeah,
we're extending it.
We're at Jack Donovan's retirement party, I'm pretty sure.
That's right, Jack Donovan, and I tell you, I've never seen a guy throw a fastball on opening pitch with a coat and tie on, but Jack donated the Pacer tickets, the Blues suite, just a very generous person. But we've already sold 28 homes. The best way to help Dreve is buy a McKelvey home today. That 28 homes that was sold is just a little over $53,000 that we'll be giving that evening. So with that, that'll put us a little over $400,000 so far this year. We're trying to get to $600,000. I know with you as an MC, we'll get there.
We will get there. We're going to start it at 6 o'clock with a cocktail hour, 8 o'clock program, 9 o'clock live music, Third Degree Glass Factory. Again, tickets are sold out for this, but
you can still donate, and you can go to danceforgervais.org, and you can bid on these silent auction items. I'm sure my granddaughter, Olivia Rose Brennan, has got her eye on that Taylor Swift guitar.
That sounds good to me. I appreciate this very much. Thank you for coming in to tell us more about this. And then afterwards, you can watch me as I scramble to Bloomington, Indiana to try to make College Game Day.
We'll make sure we get you there. If I got to drive you there, you'll get there.
I appreciate you.
Tom,
maybe I'll ask you for maybe a little parking spot on the side.
You'll have VIP parking right next to the King, Jeff Drew.
You are the man. Thank you, Jim Brennan, for being with us. Always appreciate you.
And Tom, thanks for everything you do, not only for the Dance for Dreve, but for all these other causes in St. Louis. You know, St. Louis is so generous. And there's nothing like the feeling of helping someone when you give. You get more in return. So I can't thank you enough for everything you do.
Jim, thank you. And instead of taking a break,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know we have one. I want to go right to the phones and spend a few moments with Sporting Director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Pfannensteel, who is hanging on the line here for the last couple minutes. Lutz, thank you for that, and thank you for a great season. I know we're going to talk about 25, but let me reverse and just say thank you for 24. I know you didn't end up where you wanted to end up, but you did have some moments of promise there. And I think the biggest thing, Lutz, when you look at the number of draws that you had, that pretty much tells the story, doesn't it, about your 2024 season?
Yeah, thanks for being that complimentary. But again, you know, after yesterday's game, I think that game still stuck a bit in my head. So if you want to first talk about the positives, we can do that. But I still need to give you a few thoughts about the game yesterday. So yeah, Tom, I think the numbers of draws combined with the numbers of injuries and then again combined with a really good transfer window, I think it put the season a bit in perspective. You know, if he would have been in the West, in the Eastern Conference, we still could have made the playoffs yesterday because it was really tight. However, we didn't. But there's definitely, looking at the last 13, 14 games since we had the coaching change, since we did bring the new players in, I think you can see an improvement, minus the game yesterday, but you did definitely see an improvement. And it's now up for us to work hard in the off season to get the guys ready to do a few more bits and pieces on the transfer market. I think yesterday showed that I'm not there where I want to be right now, and there still needs to be a little adjustments here and there. But yes, I think we definitely saw a better end and than a start. And with the numbers of draws and the numbers of tight games, could have gone a bit of a different way. But sometimes you overperform, like in 2023, and then you underperform, like in 2024. We just have to find the right balance.
And last night, you did not perform at the level that you want. Your performance was certainly not what you were looking for in 2025. What happened? Why do you think that you weren't able to do what you wanted to do in terms of last night?
Yeah, I start with a very simple sentence. You know, everybody who listens out there and actually made that journey, the fans to Minnesota so far up north by driving or flying, I'm really sorry the way we played. It was not good enough. I felt, especially in the first half, I did feel embarrassed for the people who watched it on TV and also for the fans who traveled. But what was the problem? I think, getting into the last game of the season after coming from a good game against Houston and knowing you're already eliminated, I think it comes sometimes down to the mentality, and it comes down to that last effort, which I didn't see in the first half. We had a good talk at halftime, and I think the second half looked in the start much better, but we got punished against, and that's something I think important to say, against one of the absolute top teams at the moment in the league. Minnesota have the momentum. They so lightning fast up there with Longoria and also with Yeboah that they are very difficult to play. But the way we presented ourselves, the way we defended, the body language, I was very disappointed, as you might can pick up. And that's something which we also need to pick up from this season, that like a performance like yesterday, regardless if a home or away, is unacceptable. And this is where we need to get better, again, to get that balancing, to be a team which can perform week in, week out, and not having this terrible off moments like yesterday.
I'm certain that John Hackworth will take a critical look at himself, as will you, at your coach. Could you give me an idea of what this will be like here as you make the decision on naming a permanent head coach moving forward? What does that timeline look like?
You know, I have to say that I have to put my stand in front of John and completely shield him for that game yesterday, because we had a good week in training and he tried to really motivate the players and work on the detail. I said it after the game in the changing room that I felt the players let John Hackworth down yesterday. I think the players realized that, and the players confirmed that when we had our off-the-match talk as well. So I really would take John now out of the equation for that loss yesterday. You know, that's not something I do and I want to blame on the coaching staff. That's simply the one the players have to take right in the nose, because that performance was below par and not good enough. You know, self-reflection is a very important part. Realizing when you not performing up to that what we want to be, and especially not showing the effort and the mentality, I think that's something we need to address, and we did, and I did address yesterday very clearly. But I mean, you know, of course, let's be honest, there is always that last impression you leave in the season, and we had a terrible last impression last year against Kansas, where we carried it kind of bad and sour and bitter feeling. Oh, I don't want that to happen next year, that we remember a game in Minnesota which was not good enough. So we should focus on the positives, which you mentioned when we started to talk. And in my opinion, has nothing. It will not have an influence for Heck if he gets a job or he doesn't. I do not want to really mark it on this game yesterday. As I said, the players let him down. The players let me down. The players let the fans down. The players let the ownership down. And the players were very clearly told that it won't happen again the same way it happened yesterday.
Lutz, I know that that has been addressed to the team. What about, this is the last thing for you, what about your roster? Do you individually meet with each player? How does that work now, moving forward?
So, you know, that's actually a good question, because it's a rule in the MLS that you have in the exit interviews, which means every single player will spend between 15 to 30 minutes, and it can be also more if there's more to talk, and with others it's maybe a little bit less. In the coming days, to discuss the season, to discuss the performances, to discuss the plan forward, or whatever you want to talk about. You also can talk theoretically about the weather, but I think we have more important things to talk about. And there is also an exit medical. So before the players will leave, there will be some good talks, some hard talks. You know, it's I don't really feel right now it's a moment to go on holiday after that game yesterday. So there still will be a few discussions in the next few days, how we're going to move forward. But yeah, definitely with every single player individually and also with groups, we will speak, we will discuss, and it will have also some influence, of course, on the roster building. So we need a lot of changes, you know, bringing in 9 players, 6 external and 3 from 32 in July. You know, we can't change every year the whole team. So we need to have a bit of a trust in the boys right now. We need to believe in that what we have. But if there are still things we can improve and things we have to change and players we have to add on certain positions, 100% that will happen. But don't expect such a busy transfer window like we had this summer.
Understood. Certainly trying to find the right mix right now for St. Louis City SC. Lutz Pfannenstiel, sporting director, always kind to join us on KMOX. Thank you very much for the time, Lutz. Have a great Sunday.
I have one more for you. You know, like, now we played yesterday with the first team game over, but today we have a playoff game against LAFC, second team with City 2.
Yes, you do.
Which is a great game for us. Wonderful weather, 2 o'clock kickoff in City Park. You know, the young guys did extremely well this season, finished second in the conference, finished second overall. I think they have everything to go very, very far. So all the City fans who were disappointed yesterday and have an afternoon of much to do, show up, support the young boys, support the kids, because they deserve it. They had a great season, and they really have the quality to maybe win some silverware, which we were very far away this year, the first game.
No, it's an excellent, absolute great point, and certainly the future of the organization right there in front of you. City 2 in the playoffs, 2 o'clock at City Park. Lutz, thank you again. Appreciate the time.
Have a nice Sunday.
You too. It's 11:27. In just about 5 minutes or so, we'll connect with Polo Asensio, Cardinals broadcaster. We'll go to Los Angeles, where he is watching the Dodgers and the Mets tonight for us in the NLCS. And Bernie Miklas is going to be with us at 11:45. Don't go anywhere. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.